This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The defining marker of this crisis, so far we ought to say, because come Friday it's going to be unemployment, but the early telltale sign that something evil was this way coming was the stock market going bananas. Volatility is the technical term for that, and if you've spent even a minute looking at a stock chart, you know all the ups and the downs are a bit overwhelming. So how about some sound, an audio representation of the movements of the Dow Industrials January 2nd up to last Friday. That's the 27th of March. Here you go. That was 12 or so seconds of sound. It's the creation of Jordan Werfs Brock. She's a PhD student in information science at the University of Colorado, and we've gotten her on the phone to explain. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
So let's do a little definition here first. Sonification is what?
Sonification is any technique for taking sounds and using those to convey data or information. So that could be anything from an alarm to an algorithmically composed piece of music.
Part of what we have to do here, I think, in this interview, right, is train people how to listen to this thing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, we've all been looking at bar charts and line graphs our whole lives, but we haven't been listening to data in this way.
Right. So that thing we heard up in the introduction, first of all, what did it represent? Give me time span and, I guess, general parameters.
Yeah, so what we just heard was the Dow Jones Industrial Average from the beginning of the year, back on January 2nd, up until last Friday. And the two metrics that you heard were the daily percentage change, that's representing the volatility, and then also the closing value. So that's representing the longer term trend.
Okay, so let's take your volatility metric first. We'll play just a little bit of that. And this is the sound, in essence, of a flat day.
Yeah, so we just heard a piano, so that's representing the daily percent change, and it's doing a little arpeggio, and this is just a flat day, so I believe we're hearing something like a 0.2% increase, and so it's just kind of in the middle of the piano's range, the middle of the keyboard there.
All right, so let's listen now to a big up day, I guess, of which there have been many, right, the past couple of 3 weeks, and here's what that sounds like.
Yeah, so that was actually the biggest daily increase, an 11% plus increase. So you hear those really high notes up and down over there at the top of the piano range.
And then the flip side, of course, is a big down day, which is this. All right, so let's call this a midterm exam here if we're training people how to listen to this stuff. We're going to play, I guess it's a 2 week segment of regular plain old volatility, and then we're going to come back. So here it is.
Yeah, so that was back at the beginning of the year, way back in January, which hard to even remember what that was like,
yeah,
right?
No
and
kidding.
You just hear it's just kind of flat. Things aren't changing. They're kind of boring. They're kind of steady. So we're hearing a little bit of increase, but really things overall aren't really doing much.
Okay, now here's some craziness from more recently. Here you go.
Yeah, so that was the past 2 weeks where you can hear those really, really high notes and those really, really low notes. Those are those days with the big increases and the days with the big drops. And you can hear they're just kind of interspersed. So things are up and down and it's just all kinds of craziness.
Right. Can I ask you about timing here for a second? The 11-second clip we played in the beginning, that was like 3 months of the market, right? So what's your time frame? What's your reference frame?
Yeah. So what I did was I sped it up so that you can hear 5 days in a second. So each single day is going to be 0.2 seconds. And that's so that you can hear the whole thing in about 12 seconds. You know, if this thing was really long, if it was like 20 minutes, no one would want to listen to it, right?
Yes, that is true. And also this entire show is only 20 minutes. In 45 seconds. Okay, so we had two metrics, the first one of which was volatility. The other one is the daily closing price, right?
Right. And this is just so we can kind of hear that progression of those longer term trends, right? We do care that the market overall has gone down. We're in a bear market now. So we want to hear, you know, is it going up? Is it going down? And that's what the closing value is going to tell us.
Okay, so let's play, a high closing price, right? And that's what this would sound like.
Yeah, so that was a bass, right? So that's the instrument that you're hearing, kind of an upright bass. And so that was a high day. I believe this was back in February when it was over 29,000. And you can hear that's at the upper register of that bass instrument's range.
And then low bass is low price, yeah?
That's right.
It's funny the way that works, huh? Okay, so as you sit there as a PhD student in information science, what do you want people to get out of this?
Yeah, so I think that listening to data as opposed to looking at it can really invite people to reflect and engage in a different way. You kind of pause and you're like, oh, what's that? And you kind of pay attention to new dimensions. So the dimensions that I really wanted to bring out here was that volatility, which is actually something I learned from listening to Marketplace, is that it's not just which direction things are going, right, but how much they're swinging day to day. And so at the beginning of the sonification, things are kind of moving along, chugging along, everything sounds kind of boring. And then toward the end of it, things get crazy, right? They're just kind of up and down and up and down. Mm-hmm. And so you can just hear that difference in the whole texture of what the DAO is doing.
All right, here it is. We're going to play it one more time, the whole 12 seconds. Jordan Werfsbrock, she's a PhD student at the University of Boulder, Colorado, studying information science. Jordan, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks so much. It's been fun.